Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey, is you still got construction around the library there?
Yes, I think we're going to have construction for a few months, but I'm hopeful that we're getting closer to at least having maybe some roadways a little more open. But they were working on curbing last week, so that is promising, isn't it?
Yeah. Boy, is it going to be nice when it's done, huh?
It will be so wonderful when it's done, and that's what I have to think about, is that future. And so, yes, it's an inconvenience, but, you know, we love to see customers. We love to help people. And so make the effort, come on down, and check out a really good book, because we have a lot of them.
That's right. You still come in the side door there, right?
Yes. Okay. We have two entrances, which we're kind of lucky that we have that. So we've got an entrance that's on the east side of the building. And so instead of taking Rooney, which is under construction, you get on one more street on Ronning, and then you can come all the way down to Haven, and then you're here.
All right. There you're there. And a nice new... Is it going on 2 years, or...?
It will be 2 years on the 15th of August that we opened.
Got to have an anniversary or some kind of party.
I don't know about that. Yeah, it's super wonderful. I love it. It's just a great place. I just can't say enough about how much I love this space.
Yep. Well, you need the space, that's for sure.
Yes. So,
all right, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy?
Well, this week we've got a couple of events going on July 23rd at 3:30 p.m. We've got Minute to Win It. It's for children and families, and she will have many challenges for young people to be able to beat, I guess, in a minute.
Yep.
And then after that, at 5 o'clock, we're doing a Zen garden for teens. They'll create their own little Zen gardens, anyway, with a few supplies and materials. So no registration for either of those events. Just pop on down and join us at the Appleton Public Library. And again, that's the 23rd of July at 3:30 for Minute to Win It, and 5 o'clock for Zen gardening. Next week, on Monday, is Book Club for Adults. We are reading Night Bird by Brian Freeman. It's following a homicide detective and a psychiatrist. They're investigating a string of suspicious deaths in San Francisco. So that will be on Monday the 28th. And then on the 30th, we are having a juggler here at 3:30 p.m., Tossing Tail Juggler, and this is for all ages, children and families who love juggling, because it's just amazing what people can do. And then on August 5th, we are having Animatronic Dragon Program at 3:30 p.m., and on August 6th, we're wrapping up our summer reading program, so you've only got a couple of weeks left, and that is a summer reading prize drawing event, which will be pretty awesome.
Mm.
So I can't believe we're almost at August. I've already been thinking about the Swift County Fair.
Yep. Hey, I got asked to be a pie judge again this weekend.
I am so jealous. I am so jealous. I want to be a pie judge.
Well, I appreciate them asking me, so.
Oh.
It's one of my favorite things to do at the fair.
I bet. I totally get it.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't want to be a judge of pie tasting? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You did that with me 1 year, didn't you?
I know. Okay. I know. I don't know. I must have been a failure or something. They only asked me 1 year. I guess maybe I was too easy or something. I don't know.
Really serious pie makers, pie bakers in the Swift County area for sure. So good.
Well,
all right. So Cindy,
so lucky.
Yeah. So what are people reading now?
Well, there's a few different new books to talk about. New in fiction is The Irresistible Urge to Fall for Your Enemy. It's a fiction book. A person accepts an offer to heal a member of the enemy faction, and so kind of a fantasy-type book. Ruth Ware has a new book out, and it's the second in the series, the Low Blacklock series. It says Blacklock attends the opening of a luxury Swiss hotel and gets swept up in a dangerous pursuit across Europe. Adriana Trigliani, say that fast, several times, has a new book out called The View from Lake Como. It's after a divorce and loss in the family. Jess goes to Italy in search of love and a creative life. New in nonfiction is On Her Game by Christine Brennan, a sports columnist for USA Today, profiles the ascendance of the sports and culture icon Caitlin Clark. Also new is 2024 by Josh Dawsley. Tyler Pager and Isaac Arnzoff is journalist from Wall Street Journal. The New York Times and Washington Post examine the most recent presidential election campaign. And also Marriage at Sea by Sophie Elmhurst. And this is in 1972, an incident with a breaching whale turns a couple's dream of sailing on a boat into a month-long struggle for survival on a raft. Yeah, that has really received rave reviews and everything, too. So something to think about. And, of course, if you are interested in getting a book recommendation, stop on down. We're all readers. We love to recommend new books, and we always have some fabulous displays for you to choose some things for yourself as well. So,
okay,
yeah.
Good. So when you open and where you're located, Cindy?
We are open Monday through Friday. So Monday is 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 2. You can call us at 320-289-1681. Visit us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library. And don't forget, if you're not able to get here, there is digital content with Libby. In fact, I just did a Facebook post on that as well. So just so many things, books, magazines, newspapers, air printing, you name it, we've got it here.
Air printing?
Yeah, this is, it's just kind of interesting. Last week, this is really horrible, our air printers went down.
Okay.
There was some little, well, my computer went down. There were so many different glitches here electronically last week. Anyway, and so we have a lot of people that come into the library and they need to print a document from their phone.
Okay.
And so you just tap into our air print and choose the printer, and you're able to print that document from your phone. In a perfect world, we've got a set of instructions and directions and things like that. Yeah, of course, I think we had like six people come in here to air print.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Another printer was down. I know, it's just kind of funny, but it's back up. It's all working. At least one of them is working, and we're working on the other one. We're not sure what took it all out, but something did.
So if you need something printed, you can go to the Appleton Public Library.
Yeah, and there are quite a few libraries that offer air printing as well.
Okay.
And, you know, so many people, oh, I forgot my password, you know, to go on the computer.
Yep.
And so it's all remembered on your portable devices. It's easier to do it with, or to be able to air print with a portable device. Laptops sometimes have to download a driver in order for it to work with your printer. But, you know, that's all relative to it. Just depends on what you have, what device you have.
All right. Yeah. Real good, Cindy. Thank you for telling us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. Have a great week, Paul.
Yeah. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.